have you here.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
I'm Jim Coombs.
Hi, Jim.
Both assistant directors. Our director had a family issue he had to get away for, so take it away.
No worries. My name is Andrew Carolyn. I was one of the music judges on the panel today.
Thank you.
I really like the upfront introductions. That's great. Cool. So, we don't have a whole lot of time, but one question I do want to ask, are we happy to sing?
We don't have everybody here.
I know you don't have everyone here and right. Directors, but it's going to be probably more effective for us to get up and sing some, try some of these things I'm going to talk about, rather than just me talking for 15 minutes. It's less fun that way. All right, so give me the 1 minute background on the chorus and where we're at and what's next. And
we're singing two songs that we've done before for at least probably two shows, and our score in total is very close to where it was just last fall.
Okay.
We dropped significantly in presentation, but came up a little bit on the other two.
Okay.
These songs are getting a little stale for us, and
we're thinking of moving on to new songs for the next contest.
Okay. We've scored as high as 860, I think, or something in the past, and so we're down a little bit both scoring-wise, and our membership is down just a hair. But we'd love to hear what you thought.
Sure.
What you suggest we work on.
Absolutely. I'm happy to do that. So I would say as well that we usually find that working on some of these musical concepts and even singing as well, as you know, there's crossover between the categories, so that will usually lift your scores across the board. But at the end of the day, it's not all about scores either. It's also just about being entertaining and bringing some good music to people too. So I'm glad to hear that we're using this material on shows as well. So, song one, I'll Forget You. Is that the title?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Good. So I'll just put this in context for you as well, in the music category. We're listening for the song and arrangement as performed. We're interested in the way in which you take advantage of musical opportunities to bring the music to life. And we're also listening to hear that what we sing is barbershop music. You sang barbershop music, so we can kind of just put that one away and deal with bringing the music to life. All right, so this is an interesting piece of music. Requires us to really take these phrases that we're generating and make sure that there's lift and connection from phrase to phrase, because we have nice, really nice things that we're doing within phrases. But then what I want to talk about is bridging from one phrase to the following phrase, if that makes sense. This may work best if we sing rather than me talking in the abstract. Remind me the first line of the intro.
Though you have said.
Great. Can we use that? Can we sing that for me? And we'll work from there.
Though you have said, forgive me. Though you have said, you taught me love's deep meaning, and love can never die,
Okay, good. Really, really nice start. So what we're setting up is a mood and an emotion that's going to lead us nicely into this beautiful piece of music that we're presenting. Two things. One is we need to make sure that we are so together, especially with our lead section. How many leads have we got here? We seem to be, doing too badly. That's good. Can we just hear the lead set this phrase up for us? So just lead singing, direct, go for it.
Though you have said, forgive me. Though you have said, goodbye.
Okay, cool. So we're waiting a little bit for that. Bit of a sensation throughout this that we're waiting for the next thing to happen. Can you really lead us through the music a little more? Take the initiative. That's going to be on the director, but also on the chorus to take command of what we're trying to do here. Make sure we're always lifting to that next point. So, beautiful job, leads. Let's make sure we sing in sync with them. Always lifting through. Here we go.
Though you have said, forgive me. and love can never die.
Good. So I think on every one of these phrases, we could have more lift, and we could probably extend through those a little more through those embellishments that are happening. I feel like, I know I said to lift through the phrase, I feel like we're in a bit of a hurry once we get to the last chord to finish the phrase, breathe, and get to the next phrase. Don't worry about that too much. Though you have said goodbye, there's plenty of time for that to happen, but it needs to be moving somewhere. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So even on that first phrase, don't be done before the slide happens. Sing one more time, and I'll try and indicate what I mean with this.
So you have said, forgive me. You taught me love's deep meaning, and love can never die. Still in my dreams it always seems we'll meet when clouds roll. I felt that time
that we allowed the music to live a little bit more. We weren't in so much of a hurry to kind of finish and move on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. So that's definitely going to let that settle a little bit more. In terms of the little synchronization issues that we're hearing, some what we would call execution issues in the music category, I'm going to suggest the way to fix them is for the entire chorus to hear the leads as they're directed, and then to do duets with the leads and put them together one by one to try and really clean that stuff up. We want to have equal energy with the way that the melody is being sung across all the parts. I'm confident we can hear a little bit of that fighting going on. So that's just a matter of cleaning that stuff up, which will help a lot. Good. In terms of... I want to jump into the... Yeah, I know, we want to get to song two. So that's a big one, is not rushing the ends of those phrases, allowing them to lift and then connecting them through for the ballad, and just taking more of the opportunities that come up along the way. But part of that is going to come with singing right through those phrases as we were. Song two, make them laugh. All right, so this is a lot of fun.
5 minutes in.
Thank you.
Perfect. Listen now.
Good. So we have a good sense of what we're trying to do with this, which is?
Make them laugh?
Yes.
It's not a trick question.
good. Yes, we are trying to make them laugh, or rather we're trying to communicate that kind of atmosphere of fun and joy. That kind of comes through our rhythm, which is excellent. We need to make sure that tempo is just really rock solid right the way through. So that's partly going to be on the director. But it's also about making sure, related to what we were just talking about, that breaths happen in rhythm as well. So let's just take this one right from the top. Listen now, we go straight into tempo, right?
Yes,
that'll be perfect. Let's do it.
Listen now, one and all. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all a rage.
Good, nice job. So, I'm going to work backwards here. That embellishment at the end is one of those ones we want to give that a little more life and a little more lift right through rage. I don't think we're quite done with that yet. You spend a lot of time earning that moment. I would celebrate that moment a little bit more when we get there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What I'm talking about.
Yes.
That.
Do you mean hold the post before we let the other guys go in, or do you mean more of a break and more
Not so much where we come out with the baritones rolling through, I think it's baritones, but right as we have all the, we want a little more stretch on the, because we know what's coming. All the rage, we want to really just let that explode. I mean, that's just for joy. Really, that's all that's there for.
Okay.
And that really sets it up. Can we go right from there? And make you whole. Just pick it up and you'll get there. And make you all. Right from there? Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll get it. We can... The rage, if you prefer.
Yep. That'll work.
That's your notes. The rage. It's definitely the rage. Go for it.
The rage.
You'll be the rage. Someone has that? Go for it. It's fine. Just get in when you can.
I'm sorry.
Sure, you can.
Listen now, on and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all.
So I'd let it linger for even longer than that. Like we're just enjoying ourselves at that point. Might as well. That's fine. Much, much better that time. Good job. Right from the start, I would just give them more of a tempo indication in the direction.
Sure.
These guys know what they're meant to be doing. Actually, I just want to see you start them and not be directed. Can we just have that? Start the chorus and then cut the rest.
Listen now, on and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all a rage.
So this chorus has really internalized the plan in the intro, which is awesome. Take control. Don't make these guys work it out of you. Take control of that. When you get to that rhythm, we're looking for something that's lighter and that matches what we're singing about a little more. Does that make sense? So we're singing about this joyful song, make them laugh, but the vocal approach and the rhythmic approach is a little bit, make them laugh. So we want to lighten that up, take some of the emphasis out, and just sing, make them laugh, and have the rhythm come through that way. Does that feel like if I sang it the second way, it's more welcoming?
Yeah.
And it will be more rhythmic, you'll find out. Right from make them laugh.
Make them laugh. You know where you go, they all want to laugh. My dad said, be an actor, my son.
So that is a breath that is currently out of tempo. Let's make sure that breath is in tempo. So, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said, be someday, go for it, be an actor, whichever one. Go for it. Breath in tempo.
Make them laugh, you know everyone wants to laugh. My dad said, be an actor, my son, but be a comical one, will be standing in line for that old honky tonk monkey shine. Oh, you can study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you can charm the critics but won't ever read. Just slip a banana peel to fall at your feet. Make them laugh.
So here's the 2 points about that singing rhythm. Oh, you're going to kick me out.
Oh,
reduce the amount of emphasis points, keep it light, and keep it floating over that rhythm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And the second thing is, all you need to do is make sure those breaths are in tempo.
Yeah.
And the rest of it will take care of themselves, because this chorus is going to internalize that rhythm and sing that way all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah. Outstanding.
That is all we have time for.
There's a lot of stuff, but I'm confident you've got guys who you will work with who are in charge here. So, very good.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Andrew.
I'm from Australia.
Yeah.
But I live in Canada.
I was thinking New Zealand, but...
Close.